NPR marks this day after Thanksgiving each year as a National Day of Listening. We ask people to sit down with a loved one to talk about life together. 12 years ago, I arrived in Washington as an intern for NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. She had just married a doctor named David Rines. Today, we hear a conversation between the two of them.
We met when both of our late spouses were still alive, and my mother was your real estate broker.
She was in Dover, Massachusetts, and I was married to a lawyer, and you were married to an ex-U.S. senator.
And you invited my parents to...
I invited your parents to our house for a brunch, and they said, our daughter's in town. Do you mind if she comes along? So I said, sure, bring her.
And then we didn't see each other for another 6 years. And then my father, who was then about 89 at the time, was giving a recital in Boston. He was a very famous concert violinist. And I decided that I would go.
And I showed up, and it was the intermission, and I looked over, and I saw you standing there, and I walked over, because I was starstruck, and I said, hi, how are you? And you sort of looked at me, the blank expression.
And, that's not true.
and you sort of recognized me, and I said, how's Floyd, your late husband?
And I said, Floyd died, and then I said, how's Gail?
And I said, she just died.
And by then, my mother had also died.
And there was this moment where we sort of looked at each other and we went, huh, as both our spouses had died.
Within about a month of each other.
I wrote you a wonderful letter with a beautiful poem, and you didn't write back.
I did. I just didn't write back right away.
Yeah. And then I started calling you on the phone, but you got all caught up in impeachment.
Yeah, I was a little busy. Eventually, I did call you and ask you if you would go to a concert with me in Boston of one of my father's former students.
Yeah, but when I asked where I could pick you up, you said...
I said I'd meet you there.
You met me there.
I was chicken.
You were. We had a really nice time, except for the fact that since I'm a surgeon, somewhere in the middle of the reception, I got called out for an emergency operation and had to leave.
But I suddenly realized I'd had a really great time and that I'd been, oh my God, flirting with you. This was a moment I really didn't anticipate was going to happen. And then we started just talking on the telephone.
A lot.
Do you remember what you said to me when I asked you if we were just lucky when we were first really falling in love? And I said to you, do you think we're just lucky?
No, I said it was kismet. Gail was up in heaven, and your mother was up in heaven, and they thought it was great, and they went to Floyd, and he said, eh, okay.
So all three of them signed off on it, we figure.
They did.
Nina Totenberg and her husband David Rines with their story for NPR's National Day of Listening.